Yesterday, Hyaloji explained two kinds of samadhi. And Hyaloji explained five factors in nurturing the practice so that one's practice will be beneficial and satisfactory. The first kind of samadhi is vipassana samadhi. By noting the presently arising object, the nama rupa, the mental and physical phenomena which are arising, and by noting them, discerning the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, one develops vipassana samadhi. When one develops vipassana samadhi stage by stage, and finally, when the knowledge becomes mature, one realizes nibbana by attaining magga jnana. Realizing nibbana with magga jnana, one develops magga samadhi. One should have the goal of this vipassana practice in order to develop these two kinds of samadhi. And in order to cultivate the two kinds of samadhi, one needs the five factors to nurture the practice. Yesterday, Saraji explained the first three factors. The first one is sila nugahita, nurturing one's practice by observing of precepts, so that the precepts should not be broken or withered. One should cultivate, nurture one's practice with sila visuddhi, purification of morality. The example is given here. When a mango plant has been planted, one should build up a fence around the mango tree. The building of a fence around the mango tree is compared to sila nugahita. And one has to water the plant so that the plant will get the moisture, and also the plant will get the nutrients from the soil, water, air, and sun. In the same way, yogi has to listen to the Dhamma talk every day concerning with the practice, and one should learn the correct method of practice so that the yogi's practice will be on the straight path. It is called sakaccha nugahita, nurturing the practice by Dhamma discussion. When planting a tree, the roots must go freely. If the soil gets congested or hardened, one has to loosen the soil so that the roots can go freely. And also one has to fertilize the plant. In the same way, yogi has to discuss with the meditation teacher the facts that the yogi is not clear of. If the yogi is a beginner, he, she may not be familiar with some terms in the Dhamma. And there are times when the yogi has difficulties in the practice that yogi cannot progress further. That's why it is important to have discussion with the meditation teacher so that his or her practice will go smoothly. Just like the plant needs the plant needs the soil to be loosened so that the roots go freely, and the plant also needs fertilizer so that the plant will grow nicely. And Sarah Ji will continue to explain. Just as the fence needs to be put up around the tree, it needs to be watered from time to time, and the soil needs to be loosened. And also, one has to clear the weeds and creepers that grow around the tree. If there are weeds and creepers around the tree, these weeds and creepers will also absorb the fertilizer. They will also absorb the nutrients from the soil. And thus, the mango plant will get less nutrients from the soil and fertilizer, and the mango plant will not grow as much. So these weeds and creepers should be cleared. In the practice, in order to develop concentration, one needs to note every arising object with sustained mindfulness. One should note with ardent effort, always alert, ready, active in noting the object. And the person should not be slack or sluggish. Noting the object with aim and effort, sati mindfulness will stick onto the object. Samadhi concentration develops, and there will be viriya, sati and samadhi, effort, mindfulness and concentration. When viriya, effort, is present, nivarana, hindrances such as tina, mita, sloth and torpor, is overwhelmed. Laziness has no chance to arise. Having viriya, laziness does not arise. The mind will not be agitated, but it will be calm. And also, one should apply jhanic factor. The noting mind rubbing against the object. Which is vichara. Having vichara, noting mind rubs against the object, and one will be free from uncertainty and doubt. Having vitaka, aiming directly onto the object, one is free from wrongful thoughts such as sensual desire and so on. So these are called paripanda, the hindrances that hinders, that disturb the mind. When these paripanda or the hindrances are arising, they do not give any chance for the wholesome mind to arise. And there are also other hindrances such as udaccha, restlessness, kokoccha, worry. And at times when one thinks about undesirable things, that can be anger, hatred, aversion. So all these nivarana, all these hindrances can arise when there is lack of mindfulness. And these hindrances are also called paripanda, as they bond the mind, they hinder the mind. If there are the factors, viriya, sati, and samadhi. The hindrances, such as kama chanda, will have no chance to enter. And even if they enter, one will be able to cure it right away. So one has to cultivate viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration continuously in order to prevent nivarana hindrances from arising. And if they arise, one has to remove these hindrances right away, and it is called samatha nokahita, meaning nurturing the practice with concentration. In the word samatha nokahita, Saraji explains about samatha. Samatha is the power of keeping the mind calm, suppressed, and peaceful. When the mind is free from agitation, it is calm and suppressed, being free from the heat of defilements. Samatha means calming, suppressing the defilements, that the mind is free from agitation. The things that agitate the mind are the nivarana hindrances, such as kama chanda, sensual desire, and so on. These nivarana hindrances hinder the mind. They disturb the mind, and they make the mind dirty and polluted. Most of the people do not practice Satipatthana meditation. And for those who do not practice Satipatthana meditation, they are mostly having sensual desire, kama chanda, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, and so on. Also, there can be other hindrances such as anger, hatred, aversion. There can be laziness, not wanting to make the effort to do wholesome deeds. And also there can be uncertainty and doubt. These nivarana hindrances are also called avarana. They hinder the mind. And they also are enemy to the mind. If these nivarana hindrances arise, the mind will not be calm or suppressed. They are also called pachanika. Pachanika can directly be translated as enemy. These are the enemy to the bhavana mind. They are the enemy to this developed mind. They give the most trouble. They hinder the most in the practice of Satipatthana. In the practice, one should assert ardent effort so that sati, mindfulness, will be sustained on the object. And one needs to aim and direct the mind. And one should assert effort so that sati, mindfulness, develops. When there is viriya, laziness cannot enter. And having sati, mindfulness, the nivarana hindrances cannot arise, and thus the mind will not be agitated with raga. The mind cannot be agitated with other defilements. So the moment there is mindfulness, the kilesa defilements are momentarily suppressed and the mind will not be agitated. It will be calm, being free from the agitation and the heat of defilements. Having subdued these hindrances and defilements cannot enter. And samadhi, having samadhi concentration, the mind falls calm and collected on the object. And thus the mind will be calm, suppressed, and peaceful. So in order to suppress these nivarana hindrances, one needs to cultivate viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. These factors, viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, can keep the mind calm and suppressed. They can also suppress the nivarana hindrances, and thus they are called samatha. Samatha means calming, suppressing the hindrances and defilements. One should be noting the object every single second without missing, without failing, and one will be developing samadhi, concentration. And that concentration is called vipassana samadhi. In order to develop vipassana samadhi, one needs samatha to nurture the practice. One should be noting the object every single second. By being able to note the object, one will be free from paccanika, the adverse mental states, momentarily. So if there is one moment of samatha, there will be one moment the mind is free from adverse mental states. And if one is mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments the mind is free from these hindrances. Being free from these hindrances, there will be dadanga sandhi, momentary peace. There will be momentary peace when viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration are present. And when viriya, sati, and samadhi are strengthened, there will be vikampana sandhi. The defilements will become more and more distant. Even if at times the person misses to note, but the gross form of nivarana hindrances cannot enter. And at that stage, the person might think whether he, she still have kilesa defilements. So vikambana, meaning the defilements are distancing. So it is important to develop that stage. One should develop knowledge stage by stage. So it is very important to develop knowledge, and one should take care so that the hindrances will not arise that will hinder the practice. So if one is free from these hindrances, the practice will progress. In the example, if there are weeds and creepers around the tree, these weeds and creepers need to be removed so that the tree can grow freely. when planting useful trees such as teak tree, there should be improvement felling. The other weeds and creepers need to be removed so that the tree gets the nutriment from the soil. And also, the trees need to be planted apart from each other. If the trees are very tight, then the trees cannot grow freely. So in this way, there should be thinning, where some of the trees should be removed so that the tree can grow freely. When practicing Satipatthana meditation, one should give priority to Satipatthana practice. During the Satipatthana practice, one should not do other insignificant wholesomeness. When doing something precious, one should give priority to things that are precious, and one should let go of the small things. In the practice of Satipatthana, one should give priority to Satipatthana practice, and one should let go of the minor form of wholesomeness that can hinder the practice. So that should be thinning. And one should note every arising object without missing, without failing. The gardener also must take care that the tree will not be infected by pests and insects, and there should be prevention so that pests cannot invade the plant. And if there are pests and insects, the gardener should take necessary measure in order to remove these pests. And in agriculture, they put the pesticide in order to kill the pests. Yogis should also be free from kilesa pests. So these kilesa pests can disturb the practice. So yogis should be relentless on these kilesa pests, and yogis should make use of Satipatthana pesticide in order to get rid of the defilement pests. And yogis should be cruel on these defilements. Being cruel to these defilements does not mean the dosa, but one should remove these defilements by the practice of viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. These defilements have been giving trouble in the past existences, and it is these defilements are giving trouble in the present life, and if one does not do anything about it, they will continue to give trouble in the future as well. So the defilements that have been giving trouble the whole life should be removed. So one should get rid of these defilement pests so that they cannot disturb the practice. So one should compare this example of using pesticide, that yogis should use the Satipatthana pesticide in order to remove these defilement pests. By nurturing the practice with samatha-anugrahita, the practice becomes strengthened. The mind is free from these defilements, and the mind is calm, suppressed, and peaceful. And one comes to know the nama and rupa, mind and matter, distinctly. One comes to know that by noting rising, stiffness, tension, movement is one thing. The noting mind that knows is another. In this way, one comes to know the nama and rupa distinctly. When noting falling also, movement is one thing. The noting mind that knows the movement is another. So one comes to know distinctly between nama and rupa. And when viriyasati and samadhi become strong, one comes to know in detail. And one comes to know the true nature and the characteristics. And one also comes to know that because there is the object, the noting mind that knows the object arises. Because there is rising of the abdomen, the noting mind that knows the rising takes place. When the rising disappears, then the noting mind that knows the rising will not arise. So the noting mind arises on the object. When there is no rising falling, the noting mind that knows rising falling will not arise. Because there is the object, the noting mind that knows the object arises. So rising and falling is the cause, and the noting mind is the effect. In this way, yogi understands the cause and effect. And yogi understands the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. When the yogi understands the impermanent suffering and non-self through the practice, the person develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. When the person gets to the stage of discerning the fast arising and passing away, there will be the Dhamma happiness. Both the mind and the knowledge will be developed, and the person experiences unrelinquishable, unique kind of happiness. The kind of Dhamma happiness experienced excels many times than the worldly happiness. When there are these good experiences, yogi becomes attached to the good experiences. So when the yogi becomes attached to these experiences, this attachment has to be noted. And when the yogi is liking these good experiences, they should note it as liking. So in the lower knowledges, yogi can become attached with these good experiences. But in the Balava Vipassana, in higher knowledges, Nikandi, minor form of attachment, can easily be removed. So one should cultivate this Balava Vipassana, higher insight, and one will finally realize Nibbana by developing Magapala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge. And this will be all for today. sadhu, sadhu.